This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Tonight, inside Diddy's mansion, trash after being raided. See the aftermath, plus details on a new arrest, and what's next for Diddy in the sex trafficking investigation.
You gotta watch what you ask for.
Then, Leo DiCaprio getting married, the woman he sparked engagement buzz with.
Today was a good day.
And Halle Berry's shocking way she learned she was in premenopause, how she hopes being misdiagnosed with herpes helps other women.
I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you what I've learned.
Then, Top Gun 3, ready for takeoff?
Trying to deliver for you, okay?
Story details straight from super producer Jerry Bruckheimer, plus his plans for a Pirates of the Caribbean comeback.
Will we see Johnny Depp? I'm just going to ask you straight out.
And Noah Wiley's TV return, how it's a nod to his roots on ER.
I hope medical malpractice covers it.
Plus, Dr. Phil launching his own network, a look at his new studios, and the famous faces you'll see on air.
ET starts right now.
Are we witnessing the downfall of Sean Diddy Combs? Welcome to Entertainment Tonight. Michelle Turner is off. The allegations of sex trafficking combined with his past legal issues have the mogul reeling and back in the headlines. Now, 48 hours after the shocking raids on Diddy's properties, we get a look at the aftermath.
They're going to probably be arresting me just because we want to have a good time.
Multiple safes broken into, drawers ripped open, closets ransacked, boxes of gun ammo and Grammy Awards. New images from TMZ show inside Diddy's ransacked Beverly Hills mansion during the coast-to-coast raids where no arrests were made.
People in the home are traditionally detained during raids, so they don't flee, and so they don't destroy evidence.
The rapper's attorney calls it a witch hunt with an excessive show of force and hostility that led to a premature rush to judgment, adding Diddy will continue to fight every single day to clear his name.
They don't execute these types of search warrants until they believe they have an ironclad case.
So where's the 54-year-old now? Unclear, but his jet that traveled to Antigua from L.A. on Monday just landed in Miami today. That's where Diddy was last seen, reportedly bound for a Caribbean spring vacation with his two daughters. Also with him, an associate, Brendan Paul, who was arrested for alleged drug possession. He's been accused in a lawsuit of being a, quote, drug mule for Diddy, but hasn't commented. At least five lawsuits have been filed, nearly all by those claiming Diddy drugged and forced them into having sex. Longtime enemy 50 Cent posted that his upcoming docuseries on the allegations is now entitled Diddy Do It.
When we doing, we can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream.
I lived with Sean Puffy Combs for a year.
So I got a chance to see some things.
Yeah, but you were 13. What were you seeing?
I went there to see the lifestyle.
Right.
And I saw it.
As the sex trafficking investigation continues, interviews with Diddy's star proteges are going viral, including Usher, who said as a teen, the rapper introduced him to a hypersexual environment he called Puffy Flavor Camp.
You know, hot girls, pretty girls. I'm around grown women, and I'm seeing them do things and have experiences that I'm not quite ready for.
Would you ever send your kid to Puffy Camp?
Hell no.
Let's just go get some girls. Let's go ahead and get some girls.
Man after my heart, that's what I'm talking about.
As I said before, I'm innocent.
Diddy talked to E.T. about his prior trouble with the law, including that infamous 1999 nightclub shooting. At the time, he and then-girlfriend J-Lo were both arrested.
I wish I would have stayed at home.
J-Lo wasn't charged, and Diddy was ultimately acquitted. But what can we expect if he's charged and tried in his new federal probe?
Diddy has essentially unlimited funds to defend this case, and I expect him to litigate it very aggressively. Ultimately, I think Diddy is going to be indicted by a grand jury. If Diddy waives his right to a speedy trial, he could potentially push the case out a year or more.
I can't be in this position again. I gotta try my best to do everything, not to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Let's switch gears to Halle Berry's very candid health confession.
I'm advocating for perimenopause and menopause.
During a session with Dr. Jill Biden at the A Day of Unreasonable Conversation Summit, the 57-year-old mom of two revealed a doctor misdiagnosed her signs of premenopause as an STD. Here's what happened. Halle and her dream man, Van Hunt, had great sex, but afterwards she felt extreme pain that was like razor blades. The doctor said, "You have the worst case of herpes I've ever seen." I'm like, "Herpes? I don't have herpes." Halle then confronted her boyfriend of nearly 4 years, and the two both tested negative.
Only 20% of OBGYNs in this country get any training at all in menopause or perimenopause. So when someone walks through the door and has symptoms like discomfort, pain, their mind is going to go to something more common, such as herpes, which does have similar symptoms, as opposed to the changes that we see because of perimenopausal hormonal changes.
So I self-diagnose myself, and guess what? My problem is gone now.
Let's turn now to new photos sparking engagement rumors for Leonardo DiCaprio and his Italian girlfriend of 7 months, Vittoria Ciaretti. Here she is wearing what appears to be a diamond band on that finger during a lunch stop in L.A. Leo's rep did not comment, but Vittoria does fit the 49-year-old's type. After all, she is 25 and a model, but we're thinking it's just an accessory considering what Leo has told E.T. through the years.
For me to get married now would take a lot. Marriage wouldn't be in even my realm, but, you know.
Could you ever imagine having a high-profile wedding like that?
Ooh, I don't know. I don't even know. A high-profile wedding. I'm still not married right now.
And as Swifties wait to see whether Travis Kelce puts a ring on it,
are you ready for it?
Taylor's dad, Scott Swift, has another reason to celebrate. E.T. can confirm he will not face charges stemming from an alleged altercation with this Australian paparazzo last month.
Go ahead and step away from the vehicle.
The photographer alleged Papa Swift punched him in the face after the father-daughter duo left a yacht party in Sydney, which Scott denied. After a month-long investigation, a rep for the Australian police says there will be no further police action taken.
Step on my gown, you need to calm down.
Okay, so her father's good. Now we can turn our attention back to Taylor getting engaged. That's a joke. All right, let's turn and burn, though, to Tom Cruise and the latest on Maverick's return for Top Gun 3.
Good morning, aviators. This is your captain speaking.
Trying to deliver for you, okay?
What would you like to see continue in the third film?
All our characters, I love them.
You want everybody back?
Yeah, I would love that.
Producer Jerry Bruckheimer confirms there's a wonderful idea for a plot that Tom likes a lot. He tells Screen Rant, "There's no talk of Glenn Powell taking over. Cruise will definitely lead the team."
We're working on it. It'll be a good one.
Of course, it's all about timing. Cruise needs to finish Mission Impossible 8 and has another film to shoot after that. But when it comes to one of Jerry's other blockbuster franchises...
We're going to reboot Pirates, so that is easier to put together because you don't have to wait for certain actors.
So what does this mean for this guy?
Captain Jack Sparrow, if you please.
Will we see Johnny Depp?
We're all working on him. I would love to have him in the movie.
And we love this casting news. Jeremy Allen White as the boss. E.T. can confirm the Emmy winner is in talks to play Bruce Springsteen in the upcoming biopic Deliver Me From Nowhere. Right now, Jeremy is shooting season 3 of The Bear. As for Noah Wiley's next move, he's returning to his TV roots.
Someone please hand me a stale drink!
The 52-year-old ER star is set to appear in and executive produce the new medical drama The Pit for Max. From the minds of ER, the show will focus on frontline workers in a Pittsburgh hospital.
The Emmy-winning microphones you're going to be putting on me?
Of course, E.T. was on the ER set with Noah and the cast, including George Clooney, 28 times since the show debuted in 1994.
Actually, I hate hospitals. I'm getting over that phobia day to day here.
Noah's 13-year run as Dr. John Carter earned him 5 Emmy nominations.
I go back to something that George said to us all really early on. The secret to success is to take your work seriously, but don't take yourself seriously. And this show is going to be different.
Feels like they're getting the entire ER family back together, so they might as well sign up George. All right, let's move on to the royals, the Prince and Princess of Wales, proving that they are always parents first, especially in light of Kate's cancer diagnosis, with her family and the firm continuing to rally around her.
Hello.
New video, Queen Camilla at a UK farmer's market today, thanking well-wishers sending love to Kate.
I shall send Catherine. Will be thrilled.
This is a mama with 3 babies who is going through a very serious time in her life in the middle of public scrutiny. Who is helping her through all of this?
So she has a really tight group of friends, but I think the real anchors in her life are her parents, Carol and Michael Middleton. As parents, it must be very shocking and devastating.
Kate's mom and dad are said to have thrown a safety blanket around their grandkids, George, Charlotte, and Louis.
So she is in safe hands.
Kate reportedly sugarcoated her cancer diagnosis when breaking the news to Louis, who's 5. George and Charlotte, no doubt, had a different, slightly more grown-up conversation.
Easter's going to feel different. They have 3 weeks. They won't be photographed, they won't be seen, and they can really enjoy a proper family holiday.
Still ahead.
This ain't Texas.
Beyonce teaming up with Dolly Parton, what her just-released track list reveals, then Shakira's Times Square surprise from a concert for 40,000 to a date night with a Netflix star, and Dr. Phil launches a TV network. Only E.T. can take you behind the scenes.
I have never seen anything like what we have here.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The E.T. podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where E.T. airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Now, this is how you make an entrance. Shakira did a pop-up concert surprising more than 40,000 fans in Times Square.
Wow, this is amazing!
The 15-minute performance was to celebrate the release of Shakira's first album in 7 years. After the show, the 47-year-old single mom of 2 sparked dating rumors as she was spotted going to dinner with 31-year-old Emily in Paris star Lucien Laviscount. You may recognize him from her steamy music video, Punteria. She recently opened up to Zane Lowe about the possibility of finding love again.
I love love, but I think I even love friendship a little bit more. I might not grow old with a partner, but I will grow old maybe with surrounded by friends.
And there's plenty of hype surrounding Beyonce, who just dropped what appears to be her track list for Act 2, Cowboy Carter, which drops tomorrow at midnight.
This ain't Texas.
We see Smoke Hour, Willie Nelson, Dolly P, and Jolene. It's unclear if those are song titles or collabs, but Dolly recently shared this about possibly singing Jolene with Beyonce.
Oh, that would be great.
I feel like she would say yes.
Well, she might, yeah. And if not, I'd go drag her down and make her sing anyhow.
So lay our cards down, 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 down.
And you know what they say about imitation being flattery? Well, Olivia Rodrigo took a break from her tour to spoof Nicole Kidman's viral AMC ad.
We come to this place for magic, to cry, to care, because we need that.
Still ahead, Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon's wild double date night.
I guess we're doing it.
I don't know how that happened.
The best buds get tattooed together. The artist reveals stories behind their pre-Oscars ink.
I have a tattoo party, basically. It looked so funny, so we captured that.
Then Roma Downey, why her new TV show is perfect for Touched by an Angel fans.
I continually meet fans who say, I wish we had a show like that back on TV.
Plus, Dr. Phil's new 24/7 project.
What the hell am I thinking?
The famous faces he hired to launch a new TV network.
I think people are going to become addicted to it.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So this is the new Dr. Phil set.
This is the new Dr. Phil set. We got 5 acres under roof here. I have never seen anything like what we have here.
You've seen the headlines about Dr. Phil's return to TV. Now E.T.'s giving you an exclusive look inside.
I'm more excited about this than I was when I launched Dr. Phil in 2002.
Well, this is something special. This is our entire network. This is Phil Network, you know?
Yeah.
We're doing the Phil Network.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Tell me. We're going to have 4 hours of news every day. No spin. We're going to tell people what happened and let them decide if it's good news or bad news.
Dr. Phil won't be in the anchor chair, but he'll be very busy.
You know, go big or go home.
Yes, the 73-year-old Emmy winner is bringing back his show, Dr. Phil Primetime, when Merritt Street Media launches April 2nd.
I am going to deal with broader issues, like nothing political. I'm talking about cultural issues.
So this network is really giving you the freedom now.
Yes, it is. Well, I had an hour a day.
Right.
Now
right.
I got 24 hours a day. Please welcome Chris Harrison and Lauren Zima.
We broke the news that Chris Harrison and his wife, former ET correspondent Lauren Zima, are joining the network. Chris is returning to TV for the first time in nearly 3 years since the former Bachelor host and ABC parted ways.
It means the world to me to not only be returning to television, but to be doing it here in a hometown crowd.
We're developing a morning talk show with those two. And with Chris, we're developing a relationship show. It has dating elements in it. I think people are going to become addicted to it in a week.
Who else is going to be on?
Nancy Grace will be here. Bear Grylls. Mike Rowe is part of our programming. I've licensed the Cops franchise. Robin's going to have a lifestyle show that will be on in the mornings. And, you know, our goal was if we could start being in 50 million homes. And I think we'll actually launch in close to 90 million.
When you drive in here each and every day, what goes through your mind to this thing?
The hell am I thinking?
I think you're really going to be surprised when you see the product that Dr. Phil is putting out. Okay, I am joined now by the one and only Roma Downey, and you have a new show called The Baxters. This is really about family at the heart of it.
Since I was on Touched by an Angel all those years ago, I continually meet fans who say, I wish we had a show like that back on TV. Well, The Baxters is a show like that. It models family well. They're not perfect people. There's some dysfunction, they have issues like everybody else, but I think that makes them very relatable.
You just touched on Touched by an Angel. 2024 is the 30th anniversary.
Hey. Oh my gosh.
Is there any chance that you could ever do any kind of reboot? Maybe you are a senior angel. Maybe.
Well, that's right. I think that there, you know, that's not a bad idea. Never say never, but for now, I'm very happy to be back in front of the camera playing Elizabeth Baxter, yeah, the matriarch of this wonderful family.
In the faith-based drama, the Baxter family helps one of their own deal with a crumbling marriage after a secret affair comes to light.
Tim is in love with another woman.
Married with Children's Ted McGinley plays Roma's husband, and her own daughter Riley plays one of her five kids in the Prime Video show streaming tomorrow.
You know, I tried to give her her space, of course, and respect her. I didn't want to be the helicopter mother, but I, you know, it was lovely just having her on set. You know, my kids are grown now. We're empty nesters. Where we used to have children, now we have dogs.
How is that? How hard is that?
It's hard. You know, I mean, I think the first few years were the hardest. You better really like your spouse when your kids leave. You
know? Roma, thanks for coming by. We always love it when you visit. Can't wait to watch The Baxters. All right, coming up, Chris Hemsworth gives a little tattoo TLC to Matt Damon.
He can fend for himself, I reckon.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com. Okay, before we go, look, Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon are tight. Their families go on vacation together. Matt's been in the Thor movies.
You double dating with Matt tonight?
He's here?
Absolutely.
But now they've made their bond permanent. Tattoo artist Trudy Lines posted video and photos of Chris getting inked, followed by Matt, their wives looking on as Chris holds Matt's hand tenderly in his forehead. We spoke to her today.
They all were in town for the Oscars. Matt Damon, his wife, Chris, and his wife. What we put into like both in Elsa's and Chris tattoos was, you know, a little bit like family related. The stars, the moon and stuff like represent the kids. Matt already had tattoos here, just added something small to it. Elsa and Lucy got a matching tattoo too. Matt and Chris did not get any matching tattoos.
As for Chris holding Matt's hand,
Chris was more like joking, you know, and it's like, Matt, are you okay? And Matt is like, yeah, I don't feel anything. And then Chris is like, no, I got you. It's just like a hilarious moment captured in a photo.
Is this going to start the whole buddy tattoo thing? Now we're going to have to get tattoos. Where's Nichelle when she gets back? Where's Nichelle? Y'all, we got to see y'all later.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.